Mobile games are a popular pastime for both kids and adults, as they give users a quick way to have fun, challenge their mind, or escape from the stresses of the day. Many people have a variety of games downloaded, but is that the case everywhere? In such a high-stress environment, do Northwestern students still have games on their phone? McCormick's second year, Shaylee Fabio, has many different games she likes to play in her free time.
I have Minecraft, Roblox, Wordscapes, Heyday, I love Heyday. Happy Color, which is like a coloring game, and then Animal Restaurant, which is just like a restaurant simulator game.
For those unfamiliar, Animal Restaurant is a management simulation game that stays true to its name and features different animals working in and developing a restaurant. These cute cartoon games are perfect for when Fabia wants to relax.
When I'm like winding down for bed, like I like to watch YouTube videos, like long form YouTube videos on like random stuff, and then I'll play a game on my phone. Or like when I'm watching movies, I like to play a game.
Relaxing, or cozy games, have grown in popularity since 2020, with games like Animal Crossing and Stardew Valley leading the genre. Communications sophomore Sarth Waits finds a balance between calming and challenging when it comes to her games.
I have New York Times games, I play that every day. Block Blast, it's like off-brand Tetris game. And then I have Star Brew Cafe, which is just like a cute little cozy merging game.
Waits isn't alone in her enthusiasm. The New York Times games, such as Wordle, Connections, and The Mini, became well-known in 2022 and have become a favorite of many students. Thwaites now sees them as part of her daily routine.
I, like, got into the whole New York Times games trend back when I started, so it was just, like, a habit. It's not even, like, a game to me anymore.
For communications student Jordana Lenahan, mobile games were most important in her childhood.
I was definitely a Subway Surfer kind of girl. Mm. I really like Subway Surfer. I also had Roblox. That's what I did when I was like younger.
But now, Lenahan has offloaded most of the games on her phone.
When I watch TV or something, I like to like have another thing going on, or like, but I download them because I would like, instead of doing homework, I'd just be like playing them.
First year Josiah Ijala takes a different approach to playing games on his phone.
I use my phone as like an emulator for the most part. I usually emulate SNES games, Genesis games, PS1, PS2, and Dreamcast games.
Super Nintendo Entertainment System, or SNES games, can't typically be played on a mobile device. Emulation opens up a new world of mobile gaming by allowing games of the past to be played on devices of today.
So you download a software that allows your phone to act like a different console. It's a different one for different emulators. Like there's like Citra for 3DS, there's like Vita 3K for PS Vita, there's RetroArch for PS1, and then there's like SNES 9X for SNES games.
So whether it's childhood favorites, the hottest new trends, or innovations in gaming, by and large, Northwestern students do have games on their phone. For WNUR, I'm Olivia Payne.